State auditors say the system that oversees private special education schools needs an overhaul. About 3,000 kids with severe needs are currently placed in these schools, mostly at the expense of public school districts. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, a recent audit found there's little evidence to show whether these expensive programs are working.
Special education is two things for most people: confusing and costly. Expenses have risen by 150% over two decades ago, compared to total education spending, which hasn't quite doubled yet, according to state data. But for parents of children with disabilities, it's one of the most important laws around. It ensures their children get an appropriate education. Take Meliora Academy. It's a for-profit special education school in Meriden. Most of its students are on the autism spectrum, and many parents say they really like the education there. But average tuition at Meliora is more than double that of other similar schools. And it's profitable. After expenses, the school made about $600,000 in 2016, according to owner Sheldon Wagner.
The fact that it generates profit that is then subsequently used to increase the value and quality of the school, to me, is not a bad thing.
That profit was part of a large deposit into an interest-bearing account that Wagner says will be used for capital improvements at the school. He also says he's not sure what sort of profit margin would be fair for a school like his to make, so he's considering a nonprofit school model and possibly lowering tuition.
We will struggle in the future to reduce our tuitions.
A recent state audit only looked at seven private special education providers, but pointed out that costs at Meliora were, quote, significantly more than the nonprofit providers. They also pointed out that its for-profit model could be part of the problem. State Board of Education Chairman Alan Taylor agrees.
If they don't offer something that is different from what others offer, then no, they shouldn't be used.
There are seven for-profit special ed companies in the state. They run a total of 15 separate schools. And Meliora is by far the most expensive, state data shows. And here's part of the problem. Even the auditors couldn't determine whether Meliora is actually better than cheaper schools. That's because there are no outcome measures, like how well students learn at each school. John Garagosian is one of the state's auditors. He says because there's no system to compare outcomes between the schools, it's hard to know if Meliora's costs are reasonable or not.
Of all the schools we looked at, these costs would be possibly questionable. We're not saying that they are, but there's no measure because there's no allowable cost structure.
Tuition at private special ed schools ranges from about $30,000 a year to, in some cases, well over six figures. The state pays a portion only if the cost exceeds a certain threshold, which varies by district. The system is known as the excess cost grant, and auditors say it needs better management. They found there were no contracts between many schools and districts, and record keeping was all over the place. In fact, the system is so messy, the potential for fraud is high, says Auditor Garagosian.
We always think if there are not standards in place, there's not clear contracts in place, there's not clear documentation in place, it always increases the risk of fraud.
But getting a better handle on the operations of all private special education schools could be a challenge. First, there's the question of capacity. Currently, only one person at the State Department of Education handles over 5,000 excess cost grant applications annually. And then there's the concern about more red tape. Again, State Board of Ed Chairman Alan Taylor.
And you've got to do it without overly bureaucratizing what is already a fairly bureaucracy-heavy, necessarily so, system. So the audit report identifies things that need to be looked at more, but I don't know what the result of that look ought to be.
A proposal in the General Assembly would require contracts between the private schools and districts for each student. The State Department of Education has stated it would work to improve its oversight, but caution that individual student needs and not cost should be top priority. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.